Chapter 42. The Gathering of the House of Israel. The House of Israel are God's covenant people.
Question. What responsibilities do God's covenant people have to the nations of the world? Jacob was a great prophet who lived hundreds of years before the time of Christ. Because Jacob was faithful, the Lord gave him the special name of Israel, which means one who prevails with God, or let God prevail. Bible Dictionary, Israel, page 708. Jacob had 12 sons. These sons and their families became known as the 12 tribes of Israel, or Israelites. See Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. Jacob was a grandson of Abraham. The Lord made an everlasting covenant with Abraham that was renewed with Isaac and with Jacob and his children. See chapter 15, the Lord's covenant people. God promised that the Israelites would be his covenant people as long as they would obey his commandments. See Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 9 through 10. They would be a blessing to all the nations of the world by taking the gospel and the priesthood to them. See Abraham chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Thus they would keep their covenant with the Lord, and he would keep his covenant with them.
The house of Israel was scattered.
Again and again, prophets of the Lord warned the house of Israel what would happen if they were wicked. Moses prophesied, "And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from one end of the earth even unto the other." Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 64. Despite this warning, the Israelites consistently broke the commandments of God. They fought among themselves and split into two kingdoms. The northern kingdom called the kingdom of Israel, and the southern kingdom called the kingdom of Judah. 10 of the 12 tribes of Israel lived in the northern kingdom. During a war, they were conquered by their enemies and carried away into captivity. Some of them later escaped into the lands of the north and became lost to the rest of the world. About 100 years after the capture of the northern kingdom, the southern kingdom was conquered. The capital city of Jerusalem was destroyed in 586 B.C., and many members of the remaining two tribes of Israel were taken captive. Later, some of the members of these tribes returned and rebuilt Jerusalem. Just before Jerusalem was destroyed, Lehi and his family, who were members of the house of Israel, left the city and settled in the Americas. After the time of Christ, Jerusalem was again destroyed, this time by Roman soldiers. The Jews were scattered over much of the world. Today, Israelites are found in all countries of the world. Many of these people do not know that they are descended from the ancient house of Israel. Question: what benefits have come to God's children because his covenant people have been scattered throughout the earth?
The house of Israel must be gathered.
Questions: why does the Lord want his people to be gathered? How will the house of Israel be gathered? The Lord promised that his covenant people would someday be gathered. "I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them." Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 3. God gathers his children through missionary work. As people come to a knowledge of Jesus Christ, receiving the ordinances of salvation, and keeping the associated covenants, they become the children of the covenant. 3 Nephi chapter 20, verse 26. He has important reasons for gathering his children. He gathers them so they can learn the teachings of the gospel and prepare themselves to meet the Savior when he comes again. He gathers them so they will build temples and perform sacred ordinances for ancestors who have died without having this opportunity. He gathers them so they can strengthen one another and be unified in the gospel, finding protection from unrighteous influences in the world. He also gathers them so they can prepare themselves to share the gospel with others. The power and authority to direct the work of gathering the house of Israel was given to Joseph Smith by the prophet Moses, who appeared in 1836 in the Kirtland Temple. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verse 11. Since that time, each prophet has held the keys for the gathering of the house of Israel. And this gathering has been an important part of the church's work. The covenant people are now being gathered as they accept the restored gospel and serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 5. The Israelites are to be gathered spiritually first and then physically. They are gathered spiritually as they join the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and make and keep sacred covenants. This spiritual gathering began during the time of the prophet Joseph Smith and continues today all over the world. Converts to the church are Israelites, either by blood or adoption. They belong to the family of Abraham and Jacob. See Abraham chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, and Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. President Joseph Fielding Smith said, "There are many nations represented in the church. They have come because the Spirit of the Lord rested upon them. Receiving the Spirit of gathering, they left everything for the sake of the gospel." Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 3, page 256. The physical gathering of Israel means that the covenant people will be gathered home to the lands of their inheritance and shall be established in all their lands of promise. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 2. The tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh will be gathered in the Americas. The tribe of Judah will return to the city of Jerusalem and the area surrounding it. The 10 lost tribes will receive from the tribe of Ephraim their promised blessings. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verses 26 through 34. When the church was first established, the saints were instructed to gather in Ohio, then Missouri, and then the Salt Lake Valley. Today, however, modern prophets have taught that church members are to build up the kingdom of God in their own lands. Elder Russell M. Nelson said, "The choice to come unto Christ is not a matter of physical location. It is a matter of individual commitment. People can be brought to the knowledge of the Lord," 3 Nephi chapter 20, verse 13, "without leaving their homelands." True, in the early days of the church, conversion often meant immigration as well. But now the gathering takes place in each nation. The place of gathering for Brazilian saints is in Brazil. The place of gathering for Nigerian saints is in Nigeria. The place of gathering for Korean saints is in Korea, and so forth. Zion is the pure in heart. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 21. Zion is wherever righteous saints are. In Conference Report, October 2006, page 85, or Ensign, November 2006, page 81. The physical gathering of Israel will not be complete until the second coming of the Savior and on into the millennium. See Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 37. Then the Lord's promise will be fulfilled. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all lands whither he had driven them, and I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers." Jeremiah chapter 16, verses 14 through 15. Questions. In what ways have you been gathered spiritually as one of the Lord's covenant people? In what ways have you participated in the gathering of others?
Additional scriptures.
God's covenant with Abraham, Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. Those who follow Jesus Christ and His Word are the children of the covenant, Romans chapter 9, verses 4 through 8, and Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. Those who repent, follow the prophets, and have faith in Jesus Christ, become the Lord's covenant people, 2 Nephi chapter 30, verse 2, and Mosiah chapter 5, verses 10 through 11. Northern kingdom taken captive, 2 Kings chapter 17. Southern kingdom taken captive, 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 11 through 20. 12 tribes scattered abroad. James chapter 1, verse 1. Nephite migration was part of the scattering. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. One from a city, two from a family. Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 14 through 18. Israel will be gathered from all countries. Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 33 through 36. Jews will be gathered to Jerusalem. 3 Nephi chapter 20, verses 29 through 46. Gathering starts with restoration of the gospel. 1 Nephi chapter 15, verses 13 through 18, and 3 Nephi chapter 21, verses 26 through 29. The Lord's covenant people will be saved. Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verses 31 through 33. The Lord will recover His people. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 11 through 13. A voice will proclaim the gathering. Revelation chapter 18, verses 4 through 8. Gentiles to Zion, Jews to Jerusalem. Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verses 6 through 15.
For teachers, when people share their stories of being converted to the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, they are sharing stories about being gathered spiritually. Consider asking a few people in advance to tell about how they were converted to the gospel.
End of chapter 42, The Gathering of the House of Israel.